Good morning. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, columnist. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the big headline on your article today is the pressure on Preet, which is, of course, the U.S. attorney covering involved in the Silver and Skelos trials in New York. And your article contends that the pressure is on him to succeed here.
Well, absolutely. Right now, Preet Bharara is a hero. You know, he's brought down brought indictments against the two top legislative leaders in New York State. However, if he loses these cases on top of a couple of his insider trading cases on Wall Street that got overturned, then it would be a different narrative, one of someone who would be open to accusations of, did he overstep his boundaries? Was he overzealous, publicity-seeking, as critics say? So it's important for him to win these cases. And a lot of people would argue important for New York as well.
Well, and of course, we don't know that he'll either win both or lose both outright. It looks like at least right now we have the trial of former Speaker Sheldon Silver going on, which seems less cut and dry than some of the things we're hearing about the Skelos trial.
Yeah, I wouldn't presume to say, you know, which may, you know, fail, which may succeed, or if both will succeed or fail, but certainly, you know, the Silver one is ongoing now. The Silver has very good lawyers and is mounting what some say is a very good defense, but we're only a week into what's supposed to be a six-week trial, so I wouldn't read too much into that. Skelos's trial starts on the 16th, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to really, if anything, it's going to lift the veil of how Albany operates yet again, and I'm sure the public will be disgusted in some cases by what it sees.
You've also got a side item here on Speaker Silver's fate and its impact on some of the staff.
Yeah, if he's convicted, he's still got eight people on his legislative staff, and they would all have about 6 weeks to find new jobs. Most interesting is Judy Rapfogel, who's been his longtime chief of staff. While he was speaker, she was making $180,000 a year. Once he was bounced down to just a regular status of a rank-and-file lawmaker, her salary never changed, even though others on his staff, if they wanted to keep their jobs, were forced to either go part-time or accept a massive pay cut. So, he seems to be protecting Rapfogel, whose own husband went to prison last year in a separate corruption case.
I've been talking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can find more at nydailynews.com. And we thank him always for joining us on Monday morning, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.